Ìkànnì tó ju ìkànnì lọ, ìkànnì dúdú Spray FM. Ẹ jẹ́ kó wà níbẹ̀.
Filẹ̀, jẹ́ kó wà níbẹ̀.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say. A program that is slated for special dignitary in the society. Thank you, Baba Fela. Honestly, we are grateful for that legacy. Well, listeners, wherever you are all across the globe, and whatever time you are listening, this is your friend and host, Omo Babaloke, the baby of the father who stays above. Welcoming you on our program, Jen Witemi. Don't gag me.
Jen Witemi. Don't gag me.
Don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
The personality program to your listening pleasure, Dudu Spray, whereby we bring important dignitaries from all walks of life. Again, welcome to the first and only Pan-African Radio, where world-class Pan-African Internet Radio, rebranding African Entertainment. Yes, that's what we are. Well, listeners, today we have yet another personality with us.
Don't gag me.
Don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
We have with us Dr. David Koye, also known as Dr. Day, an American college professor, a soccer coach, and a youth mentor, a man of many paths and commitments, a disciplined man who has excelled himself in a lineup of his chosen careers. Above all, he's married with children. Dr. D, we welcome you to our program.
Don't gag me.
Don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Dave, please tell our listeners all over the world about your family.
Sure. Well, I'm blessed to have four children and one wife. And that's a good ratio.
You mean you are a husband of one wife?
Yes. Yes, but we're blessed to have four children. Our oldest is 25. Our youngest is 17. We have two girls and two boys. Girl, boy. And they are great. And Jan and I have been married for 28 years.
28?
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio. This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Close to 3 decades.
Almost. Almost. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. D.
Yeah, so we're very blessed. Very blessed. And we live in Lancaster County in Pennsylvania of the United States. So that's our home.
Do you still have your parents alive?
My father passed away 25 years ago, but my mother is still alive. She's 88 years old, and she actually lives with us. So we're blessed to have her in the same home that we are in, and that's been great to be with her. And to see also my children, our children have the opportunity to really get to know their grandmother very well.
Don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say.
is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
And also, it was a blessing during the pandemic that we could have her with us, that she wasn't in some other place and we didn't have to be worried about her safety. We could just be with her and care for her. So that's been a real joy having her close by.
Fantastic. Dr. Dave, in your bio, you state that you love coaching soccer. Could you tell our listeners the ages you have coached and your experiences so far?
Sure. I've actually been coaching for almost 30 years. I just really enjoy the game. I played the game the whole time through my youth and up through college and university days, and then just got right into it after college. And then when our children were born, a few years after that, they got involved. So I've coached anywhere from 4 years old up through 18 and 19 years old.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Yeah, and I've coached girls and boys, so I've seen the differences and how you need to approach them, and there's so many life lessons that you can teach through youth sports, and especially the game of soccer, or as most of the world says, football. It's a beautiful game, and there's so many parallels that connect with life. In the game of soccer, it's a unique game where you can possess the ball most of the time, and you can still find a way to lose the game. And there are so many times in life that you feel like you're in control, and then suddenly things don't go your way. And it's in those moments where we have to recognize whether we've put our faith and our trust in the Lord, or whether we have only put our faith and trust in our own talents and our own abilities and our own circumstances. And
Don't gag me.
Let me say what I got to say.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
So I find youth sports is a way to have just this small window that looks at what life is really like oftentimes. And so there's lots of life lessons that we can learn, and have had the opportunity to have so many conversations with young people and ask them what they learned through a certain situation. And then they'll say something about the game and whatnot. And I'll say, yeah, I said, you learned that. I said, but what did this teach you about life? And have those opportunities to just talk about that with them. And so that's been a real joy. I love the game. I love all the aspects of it, but I also love connecting it with life.
Do you mean your girls play soccer too?
Absolutely. That's one thing that's different here. You know, you'll see in the women in the World Cup from the United States, the last two World Cups were won by the U.S. women. They've won four World Cups. And over the last 20 or 30 years, they just are so dominant.
Don't gag me.
Let me say what I got to say.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
But on the men's side, we are not nearly as strong. You know, we missed the last World Cup altogether. Now we qualified for the next one. But the one real difference there is girls start playing soccer very young in the United States. It's the number one youth sport for boys and girls, but girls don't have as much competition, whereas our boys have competition with American football, as well as lacrosse and basketball and baseball. So there's a lot of different sports. There are also options for the girls, but so many of them play soccer and just stay with it. So they are really, really talented.
Don't gag me.
Let me say what I got to say.
Did not go to come on, I am.
is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You are the CEO to WCEU, which is a youth organization that was established in 1881. It looks like you've been managing the youth for long. No question about that. Well, as a youth mentor, can you share with us what had been your guiding principles?
Sure. One of my main guiding principles is that young people need to be involved. When we want to guide them, we want to make sure we do more than just talk at them.
Okay.
But we want to actually give them the opportunities to use the talents and abilities that God has given them. So we just use the soccer explanation. And
So I'll
use that as a metaphor.
Okay.
Imagine if I trained a group of young people to play the game of soccer, and we spent months preparing them for a big game, a huge tournament. And then on the day of the tournament, after months of preparation, my team of young people, they dressed in their uniforms and they walked behind me down to the field. I mean, you can picture the scene. And then as soon as we got to the field, I pointed them to the bench and I said, "Welcome to this great tournament that you've been prepared for. You're going to sit on the bench and you're going to watch all of these older people play the game."
Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You see, this is what we do. This is what we do in the church. When we teach young people about God, we teach young people about God's Word, but we don't give them opportunities to do active ministry for Christ in the church. And so one of my guiding principles is that allow a young person to do anything that he or she is capable of doing. Now, I tell you, I got that principle from the founder of the organization I serve, Christian Endeavor. And that principle guided him and guided this organization. And it is really, it's a mentoring philosophy point for me, and it's one that I've tried to live by. And when you get young people involved, they get passionate about what they are involved in. So if they're actively serving in the church, then they will be passionate about the church and what the church is all about. So that is one of the things that is definitely a guiding principle. The other analogy I use for that is we have to treat young people less like hippopotamus,
okay,
and more like honeybees. When I was traveling to Kenya and I went to the Garissa region, I had the opportunity to see hippos, hippopotamus.
Don't gag me.
Don't gag me.
Don't gag me.
Don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
In the wild, and these are huge creatures, but they also, they eat about 45 kg of vegetation every day.
Hmm.
These big animals, they eat and eat and eat and eat. Hmm. And so often we treat young people like this. We say, hey, you come over here and sit down. I have this great program that I have designed for you. I have this great conference that I have designed for you. You come and sit and you take in everything that I want to have you consume. Well, instead of treating young people just like a hippo, like a consumer, I believe we need to treat them like they are honeybees, like they are part of the active work. They are part of the hive, and they have a job to go out and pollinate the world with the message of Jesus Christ, just like I do. So we are co-laborers in the harvest field that God has for us. This isn't, we do the work, and so we have to believe in the spiritual potential that young people have because of the Holy Spirit that they've invited into their life. So that's definitely one of the guiding principles. I would say a second guiding principle is relationship. It's so important to build a deep and lasting relationship with young people. When we build that relationship, then they trust us to guide them, to direct them, to even allow them to have the different opportunities that we give them.
Okay.
And then I would say a third guiding principle is making sure that we have a foundation for the young people upon God's word, that we come alongside of them and that together we study God's word and we glean from the Bible insights about God's character so we can continue to grow to be more like God, more like Christ in our life.
Dr. Yeah. D, thank you. Honestly, we are grateful for that legacy. Well, listeners, wherever you are all across the globe, and whatever time you are listening, this is your friend and host, Omo Babaloke, the baby of the father who stays above on our program, Jen Witemi, Don't Gag Me, a personality program to your listening pleasure, Dudu Spree, whereby we bring important dignitaries from all walks of life. First and only Pan African Radio, where world-class Pan African Internet Radio, rebranding African Entertainment. Yes, that's what we are.
Don't gag me.
Let me say what I got to say.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.